Hello and welcome back to the podcast, and today I'm talking to you about how to create the perfect work environment. And I hesitated a bit then when I said perfect, because I actually don't think there is a perfect work environment. I think what it's more about is how it works for you. So have a think about what's important for you in your workplace. So this might be your home, it might be coffee shop that you go to, might be the workplace that you're at, it might be your desk or anything like that. But what I've actually found is to be productive, you have to have a work environment that invites you to be more productive. So think about the things that you listen to. Now, I've had a load of workmen in the house most recently, and I found it very distracting. Not only distracting because obviously they're making noise, but distracting on the sense of, if I just want to go and get a nice cup of coffee, I'm going to get stopped and I'm probably going to get my ear chewed off for about half an hour, because, you know, they don't really want to be doing their job. They don't realise I do. So work environment is so important, and it's something that I still don't feel 100% like I've got right, but I know it's something that I've found different ways of making my work situation better. So I'm fully a remote worker, which means predominantly I'm at home, and I'm one of those people who likes to change my environment. So I might end up in a coffee shop, or I might just end up in different locations in the house. But what's important to me is that there's a few consistent things. And one of those things is making sure that I'm set up and I don't have to move. So get your snacks, get your drink, and make sure for the next hour or two, no matter where you are, you don't have to keep getting up and down. So that's one way you can be a little bit more productive, just reducing that effort. And the second thing that I really like to do is listen to jazz music, which might sound a little bit random. I'm not somebody who would go out to listen to jazz music, although, you know, it might be quite nice. I'm, you know, into chart music, you know, like musicals. To be honest, I'm quite sort of varied with my genres. But in terms of being productive, music has to be very selective for me. So, and I would advise anybody, go on your own journey with music to see which one fits your working style. So YouTube have a lot of like binaural beats and really relaxing and calm music. Jazz music for me seems to really hit the spot, and I'm not sure why, because if you go on YouTube and you type in autumn jazz music or jazz ambiance in a cafe, there's some really nice illustrations and they're playing to jazz music. And I don't know if that's where it's come from, but the scenes are amazing to look at. So if you are sat in your lounge or you're sat in your dining room and you've got a TV in there, you can pop that on. Not only does it create a really nice visual, it's great, I guess, for creativity, but also the jazz music as well really helps sort of like, it relaxes you enough but to stay productive, if that makes sense. So sometimes I find relaxing music too relaxing, where I think, oh, I fancy now just going for a bath with a nice candle and listen to some music, whereas the jazz is sort of like that really nice balance. I don't know if you've ever been in a room before where somebody's had music playing on, you're trying to have a conversation. Not sure if this is something to do with my age now, but and I'm like, oh, turn it down, I can't think. And that's how I am when I play any actual music. So it depends what zone you're in. If you're doing something where you don't have to think, say you're painting, something like that, yes, you can listen to music that you can maybe sing along to. But in terms of being able to think and be productive, you need to find your music that is right for you. And also, I'm a massive fan of interior design. It's something that I absolutely love to do. And we're renovating our house at the moment, and we're trying to come up with our home office and what that will look like. Now, we've got plans to have an extension, a really big extension, and eventually the office will be in there. But as I said to my husband, I can't wait 3 or 4 years to have an office. You know, it's something that I do every single day is work. So I need a proper setup for that. So we've got 5 bedrooms at the moment. Will become a 6-bedroom house next year when we have our master loft conversion. But for the 5th bedroom, what that's going to be is going to be my office space. Now, when I'm thinking about my office, I'm thinking practically. So I'm a product designer. So not physical products, obviously digital, but I'm thinking about user needs when I'm designing products. So I'm the user when I'm designing my office space. So I really like to use user stories for coming up with ideas and to focus on what my needs are. So first need is, I don't want to go all the way downstairs to have to go make myself a coffee. You know, could bump into the builders, could easily get distracted along the way. Need to stay in my office. So coffee machine is probably going to be the feature, so to speak. If we're thinking in a digital world, that'll be the feature, would be the coffee machine. Other thing is, I really want a calm environment, nothing too messy, but it's got to have a lot of storage space. So I like to be really organized, so I need to have a filing system, need to have a place for all my pens, charger leads, that type of thing. A little bit of organizational design will be happening. And my husband also wants a desk within the office as well. So we're going to have a joint office. We also have a very, very large TV screen. I think it's about 50 odd inches or something, or 60, might be 60 inches. And that is also a user need in the sense of, I've got this big TV and I need somewhere to put it. And the place that's going to be is at my office. Now, I just want to briefly skim over how to write a job story, because when we're thinking about user needs, we need to be thinking as well in the context. So I tend to use job stories. So it'll start something like, when I, and then it would explain the context. So when I am about to have a Zoom call, so there's the context, then I want, so the I want is always the need, I want to be able to, and then it will be the goal. So when I'm on a Zoom call, I want to be able to hook my Zoom up to my large TV screen so that I can have conversations with people and not have to sit on a really small screen. Now, obviously, if I was doing this for a client, they would be more considered and probably had to do some little bit of research around it. But you can create job stories for anything at all, for any situation that you've got, because what it does by adding the when in there, the context, it really gives clarity to the situation. And context is really essential, because how I might behave in one situation could be very different to how I would behave in another situation. For example, if I was going to a dinner hall and I had the choice of having a hamburger, because that's what on offer, or a jacket potato or a salad, in the context it's in, I might opt for the hamburger because it's
too much of a good choice when put alongside those other healthier items. However, if I go to a vegan restaurant and I'm presented with a vegan burger and a salad, I might be more likely to go to the salad, because actually where I'm in, the place and everything like that, my mindset's very different. So context does matter. So when you're thinking about your environment, maybe write some job stories so you can fully understand the behaviour, the reasoning behind it. So almost like the why. So really hope that's helpful. And I'm so looking forward to hearing about how everybody has got on creating this amazing environment to work from that hopefully is going to maximise your productivity.